Right now, in the midst of this boring weather, let's bring in a guy and see if he can liven things up. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, and how are you?
Well, other than the fact that about a month ago, Comcast put in a new modem here, we're on 1 gig. We get 1 gig internet, which is amazing. The speed of it is amazing. But ever since they put it in, our Wi-Fi network resets to a slower speed, and it won't handle the video. And I try to sign on and adjust it every day, and it's just not working. So now I've got to call Comcast in so they can become Comcastic and tell me what's going on. Because 1 gig internet is nice. I mean, it's great on the wired Ethernet. But if the slower Wi-Fi is all that's available, that stinks. That stinks. But anyways. Huh. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's how my day started off. I had a nice dream last night. One of my doggies who left me a long time ago came to visit me in my dream. Okay. And that was Casino. And I know people are going to think I'm crazy, but when I dream about my individual animals and stuff like that, LJ came and visited me about 2 weeks ago. I really believe those dreams are kind of like visits.
They are. That's what they say they are.
And it was nice to see Casino wagging her tail like she used to wag it in a certain way. She used to wag her tail down low. It was a long tail. Right. And so it would stay curved down low, but she would still wag it. But anyways. So that was one of the more exciting things that happened last night to me. You can see what type of life I lead.
Well, the weather is, you know, kind of repetitive. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be windy today, 60 to 65. And tonight will be partly cloudy and breezy in the just about 40 degrees. So some places will be in the 30s. I wouldn't even doubt today if some of the higher elevations at the Catskills get a flurry.
Yeah, we were at 38 when I left the house this morning.
It's chilly, no doubt about it. And continued partly cloudy tomorrow, breezy, mid-60s. Sunny, a little bit better Thursday, 70. Sunny to partly cloudy, a spotty afternoon shower Friday, low 70s. And that's the story for the weekend. Weekend is for varying amounts of clouds and sun and a chance of a shower or a thunder shower each day. I think Saturday has a better chance than Sunday. And over the weekend, temperatures should be in the low 70s. So no all-day rains, just some nuisance stuff that that we're going to have to watch out for.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. So it's not really. There's not much to talk about. Yeah, there's not even anything like going on all over the world yet. You know, there's not bad weather any place. It looks like.
No, there will be the threat of flash flooding down across the Gulf States, Louisiana and Mississippi. Because they'll get some heavier rain there. But that is about it. And there was a Pacific tropical storm yesterday, Andre, but she's gone now. She dissipated. And again, the hurricane season does not officially begin until this Saturday, which is the 15th, which is also our movie premiere night. And again, I was hoping to have the appetizers outside at 6 o'clock. I don't know if that's going to come to pass because of the possibility of that shower, thunder shower. But if not, then everybody will be inside. It's not going to be the biggest crowd because of COVID. Normally, we have somewhere like 27 to 30. Right now, the count is at 16.
All right.
Now, half of what we normally get. But nevertheless, talking about that, I set up my Apple TV yesterday, and the movie shown via Apple TV is spectacular.
There you go.
What'd you say, Moshe?
I said, there you go.
Yeah, it's just clear as a bell. It looks beautiful. I ordered an external DVD drive, hooked it up yesterday to see if I could make my DVD copies. And the iMac is not recognizing it.
Yeah, no, you're going to have, it's, yeah. Yeah. And your iMac no longer qualifies for an upgrade in its hard drive, right?
That is correct, because it's 10 years old.
Yeah. So you know what that means.
That means it's time for a new computer.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to do that.
No, or else just go to thumb drive.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I ordered the thumb drives. They'll be here tomorrow, and I should have no problem recording it to a thumb drive. And that's the way it'll be. And, I am just not going to. You know, if the association wants to front the money for a new iMac, I'll be more than happy to do it that way, and the iMac will be theirs. And when we stop movie making, they could have the computer back. But I am just not going to invest, over $2,000 in another computer just to do their movie.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, every once in a blue moon, yeah, maybe I'll edit something. But you know as well as I do, I don't use that computer for anything other right now than like email or when iTunes.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you know what? Going to thumb drives is just as easy, you know. And anybody that's got a computer nowadays, and you get one of these thumb drives, right, if you put it in the USB port, it'll pop up and say, "What do you want to do? Save it, or do you want to run it?" So it's flawless.
Right.
And all they have to do if they want to run it, just click run it. That's all.
Right. And if they want to put it in their smart TV, they could just view it.
That's exactly right.
And then after that, take it and, like you said, save it to your computer. And you don't even have to do that. Just take the thumb drive, make sure you label it, and put it in a drawer. It takes up no space.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, computers are, I'll tell you what, there's a great thing that's happening with mini computers, and we have a computer here. I tested it out. We had an old computer that ran for 12 years, and it was still running. For $228, mm-hmm, I got a mini computer. It's about 3 inches high, 4 inches long, and about 2 inches wide. HDMI. Everything. It's got a small hard drive, only like 500 gig, but you don't store anything on it. We store everything on our other drives. And I plopped it in, right, to try it, to see how it would work. Pat, it's unbelievable. It does word processing. It does video. It does everything.
This is not a known make, though, right?
No, it's not a known make, but it's got Windows 10 on it, and it's okay. It hangs on the back of your monitor. That's how small it is. And it has been operating flawlessly 24 hours a day. And it was, there's ones out there that are the same, that are $198. So if you've got a decent screen and you get one of these, you're set.
Isn't that interesting? I don't know if you know this, but at the end of this month, Apple's coming out with a brand new computer.
Yeah.
Called the M1.
Yeah.
And when I was talking to Apple last week, we were discussing it. What a machine. I mean, Marshall, it's as thin as paper.
Mm-hmm.
Thin as paper. And it's loaded. It is loaded with a lot of great features. I forgot what the price starts at. I think it starts at around... I think it starts at like $1,299. Then you go from there, you build it. But it's called the M1. And anybody who's interested in, Apple stuff, this is something to look at. It really is nice. But I like your idea. I mean, the only thing is, for purposes of video editing, I'm sure your computer would be a little bit too not strong enough as far as...
It's got enough speed to do it. You just can't store... It doesn't have a huge hard drive. 500...
So you'd have to get an external.
Yeah, 500 gig hard drive. And like, we have backup hard drives here, so that way it's no problem. But a 500 gig hard drive, when you do with video and long-form audio, can get filled up very quickly. But other than that, it works flawlessly. Speed is... It's got 8 gigabyte RAM, which is most computers come with 4 to 6, so it's fast on processes. So it's great for regular computer work.
And how'd you find this, Marsh?
Somebody told me about it when I was complaining about, one of my computers is going to go out. I'm going to have to spend another $900. He said, what? What do you use it for? So I said, no, just use it for internet, typing stories, downloading and uploading. He said, get this one, get something like this. And you know what? It works. It works perfectly.
And it comes with a warranty as well, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And it takes up zero room.
And this is just a computer, not the monitor.
But you
what about the mouse and the keyboard?
Everybody's got a mouse and keyboard. And like most monitors now that you buy, except either high definition or the old fashioned RGB, they have both outlets. Mm-hmm. So most people have monitors, and this puts out to the high definition monitor that we had here, and it's amazing, and it's tiny, so. Cool. Well, that's our computer talk for this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, thank you. If you have questions, forward them to Marshall.
And I'll forward them to Pat. And we'll just keep forwarding back and forth.
Unbelievable. Yeah, if you have any other questions, you could forward those to me.
Yeah, that's right. All right. All right, Pat. Well, so we've got an okay week then ahead of us, basically.
It shouldn't be bad. Yeah, it's very uneventful. So a little cool, but again, no storms.
We like uneventful weeks. It's the story of my life. Uneventful. Tune in next week to see if anything happens. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
All right, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center when we take a look at our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.